You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are at the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair. I'm joined now by Anna Tyler, the Chair of Trustees at RNIB. Hi, Anna. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
So there's been a lot of great tech to try today. What have been some of your highlights?
Well, I had a hands-on opportunity with the WeWalk stick. I really like it. What I really liked about it was that it's got the sort of early warning system at head height. So you're not waving your cane around in the air, but it will register if there's a low-hanging branch, which is the bane of my life. I have had more hedges in my face than you can shake a stick at. So that was really interesting. The Mavis specs, which are very interesting. There are more products coming onto the market to compete with the kind of founder products like the Meta glasses and things like that. This is only going to be good for price points, for developing the products, and for everybody getting what they need. So that for me was absolutely fabulous.
And you also talked about being excited to be back in Derry. You lived in Northern Ireland and you haven't been back for a while. How has it been being in the city again?
It's been great, because I, apart from going to Tesco's, I haven't been into Derry for 45 years, and it's lovely being here. It's really terrific. And it's important that RNIB is out across the province. We're not just sitting in Belfast, but that we're reaching out across the whole province, making sure that we're properly inclusive of all communities. You know, this is a very rural part of the world here, so people can't necessarily easily travel, particularly if they're blind or partially sighted. So it's important that we're out and about and meeting people on their home turf, and this is a great place to do it. We've been made really welcome. And for anyone who doesn't know, Derry is a visually impaired friendly city, and the council are working really hard to make sure that the views and needs of blind and partially sighted people are taken into account. Brilliant model. I've just met one of the people working on this piece of work for the council. Really interesting to hear what they have to say and how we might be able to feed that into other areas of work. If you haven't been to the tech fair in Northern Ireland and you live in Northern Ireland, next year make the time in your diary. You won't be disappointed. It's a real opportunity for networking, for exchanging ideas, meeting people, exploring what's out there. It was well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, you've tried a lot of new tech, but what is one piece of classic tech that you still enjoy using frequently?
Well, I have to say, I am an audio book listener, and people don't think of that as tech anymore. But when the audiobook first came out, I mean, this was a tremendous piece of technology. It was a huge achievement. And now we have digital books, we have books in different formats, you can call up your book on demand in different formats, and I love the fact that I'm able to do that, and I can get practically everything I need from our library service. That's terrific. And of course, I'm a great one for standing in the kitchen and shouting, "Hey Siri."
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Anna Tyler, for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.